of halfback passes and triple reverses and things you want to try?
The goal is to just go out and win the game. We'll do whatever it takes to win. I think that's the mindset.
Is there any reason to throw Joel Kaelin out there just to see what he can do?
Obviously he's getting valuable opportunities in practice from a practice standpoint, rep-wise, getting opportunities to run the scout team. And he's making the most of those opportunities. Obviously, he's trying to gain experience, and we're trying to put him in certain situations so we can evaluate him. But at the end of the day, coach will make that decision, that call as far as if he, plays on Sunday.
If Devontae Mays gets an opportunity to get out there and carry the ball a little bit more, is there anything that you can do as coaches or even his teammates in the running back room to make sure he doesn't have the yips or anything and he's not doing anything uncharacteristic?
I think his overall preparation will certainly help in that area. I think he's done a really good job so far preparing for this week, this game. That's really, that's what you rely on, how you go about it, your approach on a day-to-day basis, and it helps with his confidence. And I think he's certainly moving in the right direction. He's making some good strides. I think he's doing a good job in the classroom, being brought up to speed as far as what will require him to do in the game to be successful and to help us be successful. So I think he's moving in the right direction.
When you were playing, if you had a fumble or if you dropped a pass or if you did something, were you the type of person that wanted to get right back out there and touch the ball again, or did you want some time to sort of collect yourself and figure out what went wrong before you go out there?
Well, I would have preferred to get right back out there. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that way for me. Coach Holmgren ended up benching me for several games, and I didn't see the field. So it taught me a valuable lesson, obviously, the importance of ball security at this level. We talk about it all the time, emphasizing it equates to winning and losing in the National Football League. So I learned that lesson my rookie year, and it's stuck ever since.
Against Detroit, I believe, too.
It was up in up in the dome. Don't want to bring up those type memories anymore, but one of Jari brought that up. He was looking at an old media guide, and in the media guide, they had something along the lines of over 900. Touches without losing a fumble. So I thought that was pretty interesting that he brought that to my attention and shared it with the offense.
Since Michael's already brought it up, though, was that difficult for you to wait that long? And, you really did hold you out for a long time. And did you think about that as it related to Devontae? I know you've got to make decisions as a coach, but you more than anyone probably knew how he was feeling.
Somewhat. It's obviously different situations for everyone. But number one, I knew I was going to work my butt off to prove that I'm worthy of that a second chance. And I was going to make the most of the opportunity. I think that was the starting point for me. I took the approach that I have to prove and show in practice that I'm going to do it the right way. I'm going to be fundamentally sound. And these are some of the things that he's been displaying ever since the fumbles occurred, going about it the right way. And, again, it builds that confidence and that trust that, when he steps back out on the field, he's put all that behind him, and he's just going to play the way he knows how.
The Vikings went and put Rhodes on Clark, right? After
they did
a couple of times, you expect to see Slay on him, and I suppose it depends on who you're playing at receiver.
It could happen.
How do you tell a guy how to play against a guy like that, or how to beat a guy like that?
Beat a guy like Slay. Well, obviously, yeah, he's one of the best in the business. I believe he's a Pro Bowl corner. He's been all over the tape making a ton of plays for him. He's been extremely consistent. But we have to make sure that we're fundamentally sound in how we approach it and how we attack him. mean, that's really all you can ask for. You know, you want to be fundamentally sound as a route runner, and then when the ball's up in the air, you want to be fundamentally sound as far as how you attack the football. And certainly, we could probably get some matchups like that this weekend.
Do you think he handled the situation with Rhodes as best he could?
The Minnesota game?
Yeah.
He made some plays. Obviously, he had some opportunities that we feel like if it's a 50-50 ball that we would like to see him come down with that ball. You know, anytime you're in a situation where it's a contested catch, you want to make the most of it, you know, given his ball skill, his size, range, all of that factors into it. It's not too many defenders that equals his you know, his body type, you know. So, certainly, when you're in that situation, you want to make the most of those opportunities.
Did it tell you anything, though, that, I mean, I know you lost Jordy and you didn't have Devontae, but here's this kid who was playing basketball not that long ago, and now they're putting their best corner on him. What did that say to you when you saw that?
It just spoke volume as far as what we've seen in practice. You know, and that's, again, I know, you know, we continue to talk about the starting point from a classroom standpoint, then obviously out on the practice field, and it validates that because you see that type talent, you see him making those type plays on the practice field, and for him to get the opportunity and do it on game day, it spoke volume.
Edgar, what's the challenge on your offensive line this week? You know, you're not going to have Spriggs. Doing a little bit of juggling there again. Lucas is going to be in the mix, I assume. What's the challenge there for you?
Just to continue to be consistent, regardless of, you know, who's in the lineup. And I think, number one, you know, the way those guys, the versatility that they've shown, you know, in particular Justin and Lucas, I mean, it's, you know, it certainly helped us. And you go back and you look at the play style from last week. You know, we talked about it, you know, coming out of the film correction in regards to Justin and Lucas as far as play style and what they brought to the table against Minnesota. They did a lot of good things and things that we can certainly build on.